Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, hello. LaTanya Price here with another Personalize Your Faith show. I am so, so blessed to be here. I thank God for the amount of blessings, they are really honestly too many to number. So many times we'll try to find something to complain about. We'll be so quicker to complain about the littlest of things, while yet we have such an abundance to be thankful for, So God, I just thank you. Thank you. Can y'all honestly believe it is November? Oh my God, it's November. Are you serious? I told y'all, it is closing out so fast. Oh my God, it's closing out so fast. Whew, I'm telling you. So, as I like to reiterate, as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story. With increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action, they experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. So we've been talking, closing out this year with some very broad, encouraging topics, empowering topics to really just help us and to reassure us that, number one, it's okay if certain goals didn't get met this year. There's a new year coming soon, before we know it, in a blink of an eye, right? There's new beginnings that's coming. So I'm offering some words to close out the 2017 year to really just help us to know that it's okay. Keep pushing, keep pressing, keep setting goals, keep setting deadlines. It's going to be okay. And that's what we just have to realize. It's going to be okay. And God is still going to get all the glory. He still is going to be honored. He is still going to be pleased. And that's something we got to realize. Like, when we think for one second that because we didn't finish a certain project by such and such date, 2017, oh man, I've been disappointed. God, I disappoint. You know, we get into this whole, it just becomes sometimes a really dramatical scene. We think we just disappointed everybody. And honestly, hey, maybe you did disappoint yourself a little just because, yeah, you set your own goal and maybe you missed it. But in the same hand, you're still living. Guess what? God is saying, guess what? Keep going. You're not dead. You're still here, luckily, breathing on this other side. And you're able to keep pushing. You're able to keep going. So that's what God wants us to recognize. So, like I said, the last few months has been about, you know, some broad topics just to help us and encourage us to keep on going. And so this month I found it appropriate, adequate enough, to really talk about don't give up now. Don't give up now. It's November. Don't give up now. Sometimes we always try to say, you know what, by end of a year, we always make these goals, these resolutions or something like that. And there's nothing wrong with those. I don't knock anybody that wishes to make those. However, don't get so disappointed if by chance you didn't fully accomplish that which you thought. For example, let's say you had that big debt, $10,000, but let's say by end of 2017, you only paid $5,000. Guess what? That was still a great accomplishment. In fact, I'll even go lower than that. You only paid $1,000 of it. But it's still great. Why? Because you are way less in debt now than when you started. And that's something worth being proud of and being able to say, God, I thank you that I at least was able to do that. That's wonderful. That's incredible. So, yes, that is amazing. So, yes, definitely, definitely celebrate that. So don't give up now. Don't give up now. So not giving up. One of the things I want to mention, because we've been talking about fear a little bit. We talked about fear. We talked about how the birthing process, it takes time. It takes work. It requires us to, when it comes to really fulfilling all that God has us to fulfill, it requires us to be transparent, which, you know, hey, that there's power in transparency. So when we're working and we're allowing time to be time, if you will, there's going to come what most people may call a giant. The most popular giant story that we know, of course, is about David and Goliath. And so when we think about that, there are so many lessons to be pulled from that story. So many lessons, life lessons, that we can pull from that story. And I'm just going to really touch on one that, you know, that really is, I'm going to touch on a couple of things, but I really want to touch on the fact that David wasn't afraid to talk to his giant, and we shouldn't be either. Giant's mission is to intimidate. In fact, giants, I kind of said this a little bit before, how the giant or the devil or the enemy, will, in fact, kind of tell truth a little bit. It's a lie. They twist it into a lie to intimidate us, but they don't really lie. Think about when David was going against Goliath. Goliath made mention of the many, many victories he had done. That was true. Yes, he defeated quite a bit of people. He conquered quite a lot of people. He won a lot of fights. He was not lying in that. He wasn't telling a fib, but he was using it as an intimidation tactic, and he was using it to fuel the unhealthy fear in David. He was trying to cause the fear to turn into an unhealthy fear. David had a fear. It was a healthy fear for God, because, you know, he proclaimed who he was coming from and everything. But the giant tried to intimidate him with truth in order to make himself look like, I'm about to beat you just like I beat somebody else. And that, in and of itself, should never, ever intimidate us. We really need to understand that, yeah, some didn't make it. Let's keep it all the way real. Some don't make it. It's the truth. Some don't make it. However, we're not like everybody. That's why we have to glean from various lessons and life lessons from people, because some people don't make it. Some people, they don't overcome. They don't get the opportunity to live the life that they really hoped for, because they decided not to keep fighting. They decided to allow fear to punk them for the rest of their life. So, yes, but If we stand like David stood on the promises of God and go and fight in his name, we'll be victorious. We'll be victorious. And talking to your giant helps you to recognize that they're real. I don't think David would have been able to really know what he was coming up against until he accepted the fact that, oh, this dude is huge. He's real. He's really trying to talk down to me. And this is when we really have to have that spirit of discernment to know who's speaking. So many times, yes, we have voices in our head. That doesn't make us crazy, but we have these voices in our head that unfortunately are going to be a mix between the enemy and God. It's going to be the Holy Spirit and it's going to be the enemy. It's going to be a mix. And unfortunately, some of us don't pray enough, don't read the word enough, don't surround ourselves with the positive atmosphere that we should on a consistent basis. So unfortunately, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit will get drowned out. It'll only become a faint whisper. And the enemy's voice becomes louder because the enemy loves chaos. He loves being loud. So that's going to speak a lot louder. And then once all the calm does kind of cease, and unfortunately that takes hitting some brick walls sometimes, or for some people hitting rock bottom, we can finally hear the whisper that got drowned out. Because we forgot to ensure that we listen for the whisper of God. We must be willing to climb over obstacles. I think I made mention of this before on how some mountains can't be moved. So we can't be so quick to ask for a mountain to be moved. Take the time to learn the lesson from the obstacle. Try not to repeat the same negative things when the next obstacle comes, because guess what? As long as you're living, we're going to have good days and bad days. And especially if we're asking God, God, I want to grow more in you. I want to really learn more about you, God. God, I really want to be closer to you, God. Soon and very soon, there's a test that's going to be coming because the enemy heard what you said. And so he's going to test it. He's going to try it. He's going to try your declaration that you made. He's going to see just how passionate you are about what you declared. So many times we'll say, look, I moved the mountain. Wait, you just said you was wanting to be closer to me. I can't move this mountain because this mountain is going to teach you how to be closer to me. God, I want to get out of debt. Oh, here's a mountain. I'm going to have to teach you how to save money. I'm going to have to teach you how to handle and be a good steward of the possessions that I already gave you. So you're going to learn that through this. So we have to recognize that, you know, hey, we have to be willing to climb those obstacles. We have to be willing to and learn the lesson, because there's always going to be a lesson. Life is a never ending classroom. Like never ending, never ending. It's every day should be a lesson that you learn. I don't care if it's the lesson that when you walk too close to a certain area and you stump your toe on the piece of furniture, you know not to walk too close to that spot because that's where you stumped your toe. Guess what? You learned the lesson. And I know that's very generic, but hopefully it made you smile, but it made you think, you know what, she's right. I'm not going to walk that way because I stubbed my toe and it hurt. But that's the thing. That's sometimes as simple as that. I said those words to my spouse and their whole fit and their whole demeanor shifted and they were sad for the rest of the day. I can't say those words anymore. I kept saying, oh man, I'm tired, man, I'm tired. Ooh, I'm tired. And you yawning and you just this, I'm tired. But then you realize after you stop saying you're tired, you get home and you start to do this and this and that, you get all this energy. Oh, maybe I shouldn't always say I'm tired all the time. Maybe it's just where I'm working. maybe it's just the atmosphere where I work is draining. You know? So we have to be willing to understand that, to learn those lessons, okay? And of course, not trying to repeat the same negative stuff. I'm going to take this as an example because I know many people that are seeking a companionship as far as a spouse, a husband, a wife. And I'm going to take it from the woman's point of view because that's all I can do as a woman myself. Many women that are single and are trying to seek a spouse sometimes end up in repeat relationships. And they wonder why certain things keep happening the same way. And sometimes, I'm only going to say sometimes, it may have to do with what you're doing. Because if you're doing the same thing with the same result, maybe you need to consider what you're doing. And I'm not necessarily saying that what the woman is doing is horrible, but maybe she's not setting a standard or upholding a standard. I read a book. In fact, it was from the young lady I coached not too long ago. I coached her to birth her first book, and she has some very powerful points in it. And we set a standard or we have a boundary line. And if we cross it, how is anybody else not going to be like, oh, well, I'm going to cross it too? Sometimes we cross our own boundary lines thinking, oh, well, you know what? They special. But it ends up being the same thing. So you always crossing a boundary line. So you always going to end up getting the same result. And that's the way relationships are. You have to set boundaries. So we can't keep repeating the same thing in the next obstacle. Because until we understand how to get past that obstacle and really successfully do it, and come out with stronger victory, then yes, we'll be able to say, I got an A on that one. I got an A. I made it through. But always look for that lesson to learn. So that way you don't repeat the same negative thing. Understand the devil's purpose and God's purpose. It helps to recognize when the storms are coming. Many times when we are, many of us sometimes are caught off guard, if you will. And sometimes life happens like that. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes we really don't see when something's coming. We don't. A loved one that passes away, but they never were sick, and it just happens, and we don't expect it. Hey, that's definitely one of those things that's like, whoa, really, like, whoa. But we really have to recognize the purpose of it. Because unfortunately, the enemy is going to try to do what he's going to do, while yet God is going to do what he's going to do. It's always a spiritual battle. And so we don't necessarily visibly see it in the spiritual realm. But when something happens, the devil, he instantaneously starts. I mean, he already has a plan in the works. He goes into action instantly. But at the same time, so does God. God is still doing what he's doing, right? So we have to know. It helps us to recognize when that storm is really coming. Because then we can say, you know what? I know it's coming. I know I'm gonna be in my feelings. I know this is gonna hurt me. But the enemy's gonna try to make me feel so low. And he's going to try to make me fall into depression. He's going to try to make me feel like I'm worthless. He's going to try to make me do this. He's going to try this. He's trying to kill, steal, and destroy me. But God is trying to give me life. God is trying to give me a future. God is trying to give me hope. So you have to understand those purposes and know that it takes time for God's promises to manifest. It takes time. This was something that I talked about even last month. Takes time. It takes time. And don't miss his promise because of the enemy's purpose. Don't miss God's promises because of the enemy's purpose. We get so consumed with the actual, we get consumed with the reality and the hurt of the reality and the damage from the reality, that we miss the promise of the healing. We miss the promise of the deliverance. We miss the promise of the breakthrough. All because of the enemy's purpose of killing us, destroying us, and stealing from us. We miss it. Because we can begin to wallow in the depression, self-pity. We begin to wallow in the dark, in the pit, thinking there's no way. There's no way there's hope after this. There's no way. There is possibly no way I can be happy. I can have joy. I can have peace after this. There's no way. But that's when you miss God's promise. God's promise oftentimes isn't necessarily attached to what you were able to see and touch and smell and taste and all that. God's promises, he never promised that his promises was going to satisfy all your senses in that way that you think it will. He never said that. He makes promises. And sometimes those promises, we miss them because we thought it was supposed to make us feel like this. We thought it was supposed to make us buck, jump, skip, and hop, and do cartwheels. But sometimes his promises is just going to bring you a sense of peace and a calm that you have been needing for a while, for a long while. But we can't be so quick to fall prey. So many times, let's just say, for example, maybe God blesses you with a big, large lump sum of money. And a couple of years, maybe it happens like 2 or 3 years later after you prayed about getting out of debt. You're like, oh, Lord, I got debt, Lord. I really want to be debt free. I want to be debt free. And so you begin to really just still doing what you're doing. Let's say, you started paying on certain stuff. You've been paying as much as you can. And you've been a good steward over what you've been doing and different things like that. And so suddenly a large check or something comes in the mail, an inheritance or something comes. Somebody wants to bless you. Instantaneously, you like, ooh, here I go, travel the world. I want to always do this. Let me buy a bigger house. Let me buy these cars. Didn't you just pray about getting out of debt? Don't you still got some debt that's still lingering? Or better yet, you pay off the debt, but then you go right back to spending the credit cards when you just paid them off. And you was just complaining about how you was in debt. It has to kind of be a balance. We cannot miss his promises because of the enemy's purpose. His purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. The doctor might tell you, you have this, you have cancer, you have diabetes, you have high blood pressure. You have to be on this medicine. Our response ought to be, we're going to stand on God's promises of healing and deliverance. Not the enemy's purpose to kill and steal and use that disease to kill, steal, and destroy you. So we have to keep that in mind. So don't give up. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. It's November. Don't give up now. Talk to your giant. Know that it's real. Yeah, that giant is huge. He's been able to take out some people. But see, you're different. You're different. You need to be different. You should be different. You should be different. Be willing to climb over your obstacles. Be willing to climb over your obstacles. We have to be able to learn from those lessons. We have to be able to learn from those. To build endurance. How about that? Build endurance when we have those. And then understanding the devil's purpose and God's purpose. We cannot miss God's promises because of the enemy's purpose. We can't. We can't. There are so many promises that are attached to, that are at the end of an obstacle. But we are so afraid to go through the process. And we miss it. And we allow the enemy's purpose to supersede. And we have to stop it. All right? So, how you connect with me? Connect with me. My website, www.latanyaprice.com. There are social media platforms as well. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Be sure to connect with me. Sign up for my email as well. And you'll get those as well. So, close out with a word of prayer. God, we love you. We love you. We don't want to give up. We don't want to give up on our assignments. We don't want to give up on the fact that victory is a guarantee. So God help us, strengthen us, guide us, surround us with who we need that's going to tell us, yep, we can make it too. It's all right, but we can make it too. Give us the ear, give us the encouragement that we need, that we know now is not the time to give up. Don't give up now. God, I ask you to just bless these people. I plead the blood of Jesus over their households and their families. Bless the Christian leaders across this world that are trying, that are praying, that are helping, that are really feeding the people what they need in this time. God, will continue to give you the praise, honor, and the glory. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. And until next time, have a blessed rest of the week. Bye.